happy birthday song, a reminder of celebrations in years past, a reminder of being surrounded by family, friends, and brightly wrapped gifts, a reminder of the warm glow of candles on a cake. Yet for countless Furman students over the past four decades, the song might be a reminder of something a little different, something a little colder and, well, slimy. Getting thrown in Furman Lake on your birthday is one of the university's oldest traditions. Local historian and retired professor Dr. Judy Bainbridge reflected on the many other reasons for celebration that students use as an excuse to throw friends in.
It's a ceremonial place. All of those people who have been thrown into the lake over the years certainly know that those ceremonies mark stages in life, whether it's being engaged, joining a fraternity, getting some great award, whatever, into the lake they go.
Yet the Furman Lake is not just for rowdy antics. When this roughly 30-acre man-made lake was constructed in the mid-1950s, it was intended to be a place both of recreation and engaged learning.
From the very beginning, and even before anyone was on campus, they talked about the recreational possibilities of the lake. The diving and swimming lessons, the canoeing, boating. This was to be one of the central attractions.
Former Furman football coach and 1974 Furman grad Ted Kane reflects on his memory of a kayaking course he took.
Former Furman football coach Bobby Johnson and I were the only guys out of a class of about 18 girls. The professor wanted to pair everybody up, and so Coach Johnson and I were partners. Kayaking requires the teaching of an Eskimo roll, which is the uprighting of an overturned kayak. If you cannot execute this technique, you have to pull your skirt and paddle your way out. After about three times of unsuccessfully trying to execute the Eskimo roll, where my head was just about coming out of the water to get some air, the kayak snapped me back down in the water. I felt like I should be rescued by Coach Johnson, and I held my hand up. Except Coach Johnson was on the other side of my kayak. He paddled around very quickly, but by that time I was just about out of air. I snapped my skirt and I pulled my way up to the surface. As I was just about out of air, I did gulp a whole mouthful of water and I was choking coming out of the lake. All the girls were standing on the dock in horror, thinking I had just about drowned.
Swimming in the Furman Lake also played an essential role in every student's college experience in the 70s and 80s. Furman alum Ann Guest explains.
When I was a student there, 71 to 75, everybody had a PE requirement. Everyone had to prove their ability to tread water for 20 minutes. So everybody went around to the dock area they had behind the lake, and the students had to jump in the lake and tread water for 20 minutes while the coaches would time us to be sure nobody would die.
Another prominent feature of Furman Lake was its sandy beach. That's right, Furman had a small beach on the north shore of the lake, where the restrooms and assistance phone are currently located. Emily Phillips, class of 86, reflects on a luau that her sorority had with their brother fraternity on Furman's beach.
I can remember having a lot of fruit and skewers and the grill, a lot of music, and we wore flowery shirts and lays. I think it was right after we had returned back to school my junior year, so it was a time to get back together with friends and have a lot of fun.
The lake was all fun and games until the late 1980s, but it wasn't the liability issue that stopped Furman students from using the lake for recreation. As waterfowl populations have risen and pollution has made the lake the standard for dirty water, the lake was used less for swimming and more as a place to walk, jog, or bike around. Some of today's more adventuresome Furman students will take a risk and sail the algae-ridden waters. Senior Brett Rail reflects on his 2005 attempt at an impromptu rafting competition between freshman halls.
So everybody jumps in, they start paddling, they've got one group going. So I take off around the lake because I'm on the second crew and I'm supposed to like paddle back. So I go running around to meet with my team, and I see the area coordinator, my boss at the time, walk out of this like awards banquet meeting, and he was just like, "Brett, what are you doing?" And I was like, it's a hall activity. And I just took off running.
Asking a member of the Furman community to reflect on this body of water yields humorous anecdotes and priceless recollections. The Furman Lake is much more than a beautiful centerpiece for this picturesque campus. It holds decades of memories in its murky depths.
It's a place where you can have reflection. At the same time, though, because of the way the campus is laid out, it seems to curve around the lake and encompass one whole side of it. I mean, that too has added to the lake as a center of the university. I don't think Furman would be Furman without it.
The cultural significance of Furman Lake is only one of the many reasons why the Lake Restoration Project is so important. As the clock in the bell tower keeps track of passing time, it's clear the time has come to rejuvenate this body of water as a profound symbol of our campus, our culture, and our community.
From the class of 2008, this is Kay Burry,
Steph Tanner,
and Erin Kane.